This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to the constituency. Fine Gael's disastrous performance in the last general election was notable for the fact that so many of those who lost their seats were on the front bench. Among them was Charlie Flanagan, who's based here in Port Laois in the Laois Offaly constituency. Seen as a banker for re-election, he lost out to the former IFA leader Tom Parlin, who was a last-minute recruit to the Progressive Democrats. This summer, Flanagan will be attempting to return to the Dáil, and Parlin will be aiming to stay there. It could be one of the hardest fought contests of this election. Now, later we'll be hearing from both men, but first, John Whelan, who's the editor of the Leinster and Offaly Express, looks at the history and geography of this constituency.
Laois Offaly is the classic five-seat marginal constituency, and I think it's returning to that status with a vengeance on this occasion. Maybe over the last 20 years it's become a little bit predictable, but that's certainly not the case now. You've got also this classic urban-rural mix, you know, big towns like Port Laois and Tullamore, growing towns like Edenderry and Port Harrington and Mountmellick, and at the same time, a really strong and sprawling rural hinterland. Like, the constituency most people don't realise spreads from the banks of the Barrow in Great Cullen in Carlow, and right up to Shannon Bridge, up near Portumna, on the banks of the Shannon. So that's quite an extensive and diverse constituency in every regard.
In your assessment, what are the candidates likely to be asked about when they call at the doors over the next few months?
What is resonating right around the constituency is the fact that, you know, on one hand, Bertie Ahern boasts that Port Laois is almost a building site. And most people would say yes, and what are you going to do about it? There is a lot of construction, there's a lot of cranes on the skyline, right across the constituency, a lot of new houses. You know, towns like Port Arlington, population increase of 26% over five years. However, where are the schools? Where are the child mining facilities? Where's the public transport? Where are the amenities? Where are the playgrounds? Where are the parks? These are the kind of issues I think the candidates are going to get in the neck, because there's a lot of newcomers, a lot of commuters, a lot of young families, and a lot of them very angry that there is a huge, as it's referred to in jargon, infrastructural deficit here.
Laois Offaly has five TDs, and last time out, this constituency was something of a bonanza for the government parties. Fianna Fáil took three seats. The Finance Minister, Brian Cowan, is the senior figure here, and he was again joined by Sean Fleming and John Maloney. Tom Parlin made it four out of five for the coalition. The lone opposition representative is Alwyn Enright of Fine Gael, who was based in Birr in County Offaly. She replaced her father Tom in the Dáil. Fergus Sweeney has been attempting to gauge the mood of the electorate this time out. Clara in County Offaly is where Brian Cowan grew up, and its market has become something of an institution.
Everybody else okay there? Getting squared up?
Hundreds of people come to the outdoor market in Clara every Sunday in search of a bargain.
I'm too busy making money.
Everything from household goods to garden equipment, clothing and DVDs are for sale. And occasionally there's a bit of haggling to be done before a deal is struck.
You're going to give him 50 pence more. Pure hunger. Do what I say. Give him 50 for the lot.
In a short few months now, the politicians will be swapping places with the traders here, exchanging promises for votes. And some will find it an easier sell than others.
Fianna Fáil has done a lot for us, and we'll always stick to Fianna Fáil. We will not change our mind about Fine Gael or Independence or anybody. Brian Cowan is number one in this area.
And if Fine Gael promised you the earth now, would you not switch your vote?
No. Stick to Brian Cowan.
If they promised you a new hospital, cut down on crime, fix the roads, fix traffic.
No.
You'd stick with Fianna Fáil?
Stick with Fianna Fáil, number one.
Tom Parnell is a good man. He's been very good. A lot of good people. Alwyn Enright and Tom Enright, the father. I think Tom is in retirement now, isn't he? Alwyn took over. They're all good people.
I might vote for Gerry Adams.
But he's not standing down here.
No, but if he's not, I won't vote for nobody else.
You won't,
because to me, they're all a show of conmen.
All right, come back here a minute.
I'm up now in bed.
Having failed to engage that man in any further conversation, I turn my attention to other locals to see what issues are of concern to them in this constituency.
Have I got any? No, I have no concerns, really.
No concerns? You're a happy woman?
I'm a happy person, yeah.
And will you vote?
I'll consider. It depends on who's up for election and what I think of them.
But otherwise, it doesn't matter what they're going to do because you're happy, you're content.
Yeah, because they don't do anything anyway.
Ah, right. I see now where we're coming from.
Yeah.
But if they did do something, what would you want them to do?
What would I want them to do? Especially in the line of hospital and healthcare, I think it should be better.
Mm. And how bad is it, do you think?
It's not too bad, but it's not too good either. There's always room for improvement.
Mm.
Anything else? No, that's all I can really think of. Health, and probably speed on the roads.
The roads,
that's another one that maddens me, yeah. And this, another thing, this suspended sentence. It gets 1 year and then it's suspended for 12 months. That's pure nonsense.
So crime is an issue as well?
That's a big issue.
So the roads, an issue, health an issue, crime an issue. You're not as content as you said you were.
No, well, I thought I was until I started thinking.
You're terribly unhappy.
Yeah.
Many of the issues that concern these voters are similar to those that are of concern nationally. Health, traffic and crime, which is a particular worry for this man.
There's so much crimes out there, they're not like getting done about either.
What sort of crimes now?
Well, right across the board. You have all kinds of files, you have robbery, you have everything.
Have you been affected yourself?
I was, yeah. The lights was pulled off my house there before Christmas. And they came out, took fingerprints and all that type of thing. But then I never heard another thing after that. Do you know what I'm saying? Not an awful lot in my house, to be quite honest. But obviously they were looking for something and the lights were in the way.
So crime is a particular issue in this area?
I'd imagine. You know, it doesn't seem to be an awful lot getting done about anyway.
The Laois Offaly constituency is largely rural and there's a big demand from locals to build houses in the countryside. But planning permission isn't easily got.
You apply for permission and you're told there's so many downfalls really and you need all these things. And then somebody else can come along and get planning somewhere else with no problem.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
And is it a particular issue in Tullamore then?
Yes, it is.
It's just so difficult to get planning permission.
Yep.
A lot of people talking about it?
Yes.
And why do you think it is so difficult?
Well, people with their own sites. I can't see why somebody can't build a house that they want on their own site.
And yet they're getting turned down.
And then you're getting turned down, yes.
And what reason are they being given?
Basically, some of them are, they say they're on main roads, which they aren't. And that the land is all sterilised and this type of thing, which possibly isn't.
Finally, it's a national obsession, but traffic is a problem around towns like Tullamore too. And Jim Lockman is a trader here at the market, and he sounds like he's had his fill of it.
Unreal, unreal. We're waiting on a bypass to Tullamore for years. That's a major headache there for Tullamore. I think the Midlands, to a point, has been the forgotten counties. You know, and it's the worst thing they ever called it was the BMW region, because that instantly gave the impression, oh, it must be well off. But it's not. It's a Ford Fiesta.
So it should be renamed.
It should be renamed. Get rid of that BMW thing, because that's not a true reflection. Hardly anybody around here who has a BMW actually owns it.
Fergus Sweeney reporting there. Last time out, Fianna Fáil took a whopping 51% of the Laois Offaly vote. Nothing is impossible, but you won't find many who will argue that they're in danger of dropping a seat. As is customary, there will be four names on the Fianna Fáil ticket, the three incumbents and a new name, John Foley. John Whelan of the Leinster Express.
This is Fianna Fáil country posters were all over Laois Offaly before Tom Parlin ever came up with Parlin country. And ever since 1977, Fianna Fáil have had three out of the five seats here. Brian Cowan, of course, you know, cast his shadow and his authority over the constituency. No one disputes that. What you have then is, you know, John Maloney and Sean Fleming, the other two Fianna Fáil TDs. The key to the Fianna Fáil success is the fourth man. The fourth man must be strong, must be energetic, must be hungry and must believe that he is the person who's going to actually win a seat.
Right, so he must scare the living daylights out of his running mates, is that it?
He must, and he must also convince the community in which he's running for that he is the person who can actually get into the Dáil. He has to be credible. And this time it's John Foley, town councillor from Edenderry, Kerry man by birth, and a very brash character, well-resourced, they tell me. I think he has his own helicopter. And he's making a strong bid, they say, over there to wrest that seat back, not for Fianna Fáil, but for North Offaly. At the moment, the two Fianna Fáil seats are in Laois, one in Offaly. The Offaly organisation would like to see the balance put back the other way.
But if John Foley is to take a seat, he's going to have to dislodge either Sean Fleming or John Maloney. So, could he?
He's the only candidate. He has the entire North Offaly region to himself. As I say, he's well-resourced. He's got a very strong organisation up there who are very loyal and proud of their Offaly credentials as much as their Fianna Fáil credentials. And with Brian Cowan's transfers, who knows?
Tom Parlin's reward for seizing a seat here in 2002 was a junior ministry. He's in charge of the Office of Public Works, a brief which includes decentralisation. He's been a constant defender of that project, despite the fact that it's now well behind schedule. Indeed, one of the most problematic elements has been the proposed move of Fosse to his own home patch of Birr. He's also the president of the PDs, which must be quite a change from farming.
You know, it is a very, very hectic lifestyle trying to combine a ministerial job with the constituency job. And I'd say that's what most of the cynics wouldn't take on board at all, just the hard graft that it is. It is literally a 24-7 job. Whether it's Sunday morning, I try and do a bit of farming early on a Sunday morning. If I go to Mass, go to a match, go to a funeral, it's politics, politics, politics. It's issue. If you only go into the loo to have a pee, there's bound to some guy come in beside you and say, listen, I meant to see you about such a thing. And you have to have your little black book and take note of it and follow up with it.
So what then have you done for the people of Laois and Offaly over the past 5 years? What have you achieved that wouldn't have been achieved anyway?
First of all, I think in terms of competition, Laois and Offaly was always a very stable 3-2. It was either 3-2 Fianna Fáil lately and 2 Fine Gael or vice versa. So nobody expected any big surprise. There's a degree of competition now amongst Laois and Offaly politicians that has lifted the whole scene very substantially. In my role as OPW, Minister for OPW, I suppose first of all decentralisation, which gets a bad press nationally, but in terms of Laois and Offaly, over 1,000 jobs on their way to Laois and Offaly, about 500 in situ already. And just in terms of a normal clinic that I do every week and the people that come to me, I have a massive workload there. I have some very, very good people working for me.
Going back for a moment to decentralisation, figures given to an Oireachtas committee a few weeks ago, they suggested that only three Fosse workers had moved to Birr so far. That one looks like a failure.
Well, thankfully this week, Roddy Malai, who's the chief executive of Fosse, was in Birr meeting the Birr Town Council, was interviewed by the local journalists. The technology centre that is leased temporarily now and has been fitted out just this minute, he says he'll have 50 people there by May of this year. So that is progress. And
but are they people who will be moving from Dublin or are they entirely new people?
Well, in most cases, these are entirely new people. But even 50 people will be a major boost to the Birr economy. Birr has never, ever had 50 government jobs previously.
It is fair to say that 5 years ago, a lot of people didn't give you much chance. Now, obviously, you proved them wrong, but you must feel under pressure this time. Fine Gael appear to be far more organised and in a far stronger position than they were at the last election.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, obviously, the last time Alwyn Enright was a new candidate, taking over or following up on sort of a long Enright history, Charlie Flanagan was there in situ. I wasn't given any chance. And I mean, when I look at polls now, the best chance I got was a slight chance of taking the last seat. I felt myself I was doing quite well, but I didn't know until the count came how well I would do. Coming in second with over 9,000 votes certainly was a good result and was a surprise.
Fianna Fáil, though, are unlikely to lose a seat. So is this a straight head-to-head between yourself and Charlie Flanagan when it comes down to it?
Well, I mean, I don't look at it like that. Fianna Fáil divide up the two counties, Fine Gael divide up the two counties, but Parlin has to be everywhere. It's an extra workload, but there's extra opportunities, and I will be looking for votes everywhere.
Honestly, how many seats do you think the Progressive Democrats will have after this election?
I certainly would believe very, very genuinely that all of our sitting people will be re-elected. And we have a couple of superb candidates. Kieran Cannon in Galway East is going to surprise everybody in terms of the campaign he's going to put in. And likewise with Tom Morrissey and John Minahan. So, you know, I certainly believe that we will increase our seats.
Really? Absolutely. Genuinely?
Genuinely, of course.
Tom Parlin will be the only PD candidate in this constituency. Charlie Flanagan, 2002's loser, will be one of three Fine Gael contenders. The others are the sitting TD Alwyn Enright and Molly Buckley. Based in Tullamore, she ran as an independent in 2002, but has since returned to the Fine Gael fold. After the last election, it was speculated that Charlie Flanagan might give up politics. So was that something he considered?
Well, one always considers one's options when one is faced with a crossroads. And I was very disappointed. And from a personal point of view, my family were very disappointed. I had carried a mantle in Leash Offaly for a number of years, which had been carried previously by my father to good effect down the years. And yes, I did consider whether or not I had a future in politics. And many of my friends and supporters came to me after the last election, and particularly before the Fine Gael convention for this election, and said, listen, we want you back, and that perhaps you should get back into the thick of it, and we will support you.
Was it a mistake not to run in the 2004 local elections?
Well, it was a mistake to lose my seat in 2002, because when one isn't in the Dáil, one is in a position of disadvantage. So from that point of view, not being involved in the Dáil is a disadvantage.
But would you be in a stronger position now if you had run for those council elections and if you were now on the county council?
I'd be in a far stronger position if I hadn't to lose my seat on the last occasion, because I feel that I would have been in a position of seniority within Fine Gael. But listen, you can't look back at decisions that are made in the past. I got a ringing endorsement at the Fine Gael convention where I got almost 40% of the vote, and the people in Leash Offaly are anxious that I would be back on the slate representing them, and I'm going to work hard for that.
Yet the Leash Offaly constituency has a very senior cabinet minister in Brian Cowan. It has a junior minister in Tom Parlin. People from other constituencies might say, listen, are things there so bad? They must be doing well.
Well, in terms of infrastructural developments in this constituency, it's fair to say that certain parts of the constituency have benefited. But Leash Offaly can be viewed in the same way as any other constituency. The fact that there are government ministers here hasn't shown any great favouritism insofar as developments are concerned. This constituency is now divided probably along east-west lines. We have the burgeoning populations of Edenderry, Port Harlington, Port Leisha, Mount Mellick, Stradbally, right down to Ballylinan, which have become commuter towns without the appropriate infrastructure. We've been great at building houses in Leash Offaly, but we've been very, very slow on the appropriate infrastructure of health services and schools.
Come the day of the election, are we talking about a straightforward battle between yourself and Tom Parlin for a seat in this constituency?
No. We're talking about redressing an imbalance of four government TDs and one opposition.
But you don't realistically expect to take a seat from Fianna Fáil?
I expect to take the second seat for Fine Gael, and it doesn't cost me an ounce of weight as to whose seat I take. But I believe that this constituency deserves at least two Fine Gael representatives. We have three very good candidates, and we'll be knocking on the door for the third seat in Leash Offaly, which we had on one occasion in the past.
Before analysing how this particular political contest might go, we can take a look at the other names on the Leash Offaly ballot paper. This was one of those places where Labour scooped a seat in 92, but Pat Gallagher lost out narrowly in 97 and the party vote collapsed on the last occasion. John Whelan, the editor of the Leinster Express, doesn't see Labour in the final shake-up this time.
On this occasion we have David Whelan from Clara. He's originally from Dublin. He's a health service executive employee. And added to the ticket here in recent weeks is Jim O'Brien, a highly credible candidate on the Leash side. So they've got two good dynamic candidates. However, I don't think they're going to be able to do in 5 months what they haven't done in 5 years, to use their own parlance. They have no organisation on the ground. So I think the guys will have a good shot at it, but I don't think they're going to be in the hunt, in the finish.
Tell us then about the Sinn Féin candidate, because he seems to be a better known character on the ground.
Well, Brian Stanley is a very interesting character. I mean, insofar as that he was carrying the Sinn Féin banner or flag, if you like, you know, when it wasn't fashionable or favourable. And he's now the mayor of Port Leash today, on Port Leash Town Council. He's also a county councillor and forms part of a technical group that has the majority, along with Fine Gael, on Leash County Council. So I think he's going to have a good innings. I don't think it's going to be good enough to win a seat.
The Green Party are also running a candidate. Now, they did, it has to be said, they did run a candidate in this constituency in 2002. That candidate only got a few hundred votes. Will they do any better on this occasion?
On this occasion, their candidate is Maura Mackay, a very credible lady from Tullamore. I think she will only be, however, unfortunately for her and for the Greens, a token presence. And mind you, there is an opening there. There's huge environmental and ecological issues right across Leash Offaly here. The landfill at Kyle Talisha is a huge issue, but I don't think the Greens are organised enough or ready enough at this stage, unfortunately, to capitalise on people's awareness of these issues.
We're now at a stage where throughout the country, independent candidates are starting to emerge, and there will be a couple at least in this constituency.
That's true, but I'd have to say that as a preface that Lee Shoffley has always been a bleak soil for independence. John Bracken, he's an independent going in Clara, but like, you know, he's up again. That's Brian Cowan's stomping ground, you know. I think it might up his profile in time for the next local elections, but he's not a contender. And back in Portlaoise also, I understand that Joe McCormack is going to be back in the field again, a good character. He was formerly mayor of Portlaoise, had a good innings then, but he won't be a contender for a general election seat.
Let's return then to the battle at the heart of the Leash Offaly constituency. Now, maybe both Tom Parlin and Charlie Flanagan are right. Maybe it's not a straight head-to-head. But John Whelan says that's the way most local politics watchers see it. In theory, he says, the Fine Gael man is in a stronger position. But there's always a but.
On paper, Charles Flanagan has a huge advantage because in the last local elections, Fine Gael won 9 seats. So on paper, he has a good quota there. Tom Parlin, on the other hand, has only one councillor in Leash and 2 in Offaly. So, you know, he's pretty depleted for votes on the ground. However, I don't think it's as simple as that. Did IFA and the farming vote abandon Charles Flanagan in the last election? If so, are they going to come back and embrace him with both arms this time round? It's also not a given that the Fine Gael votes that Fine Gael won in the local elections are there for the taking or for the picking or for easy pickings for Charlie Flanagan.
But on the other hand, he says, there are also issues that could stymie Tom Parlin.
It would all depend when the election is called, what are the national trends? But it could come down to a handful of votes. And if it does, it would be worth remembering that Michael McDougall, among the many people he has annoyed, are the prison officers and the Gardaí. And there's a large pool of them here in Leash Offaly. Particularly, we've got 2 prisons here in Portlaoise. And a lot of them may be waiting in the long grass. And if they take that out in Tom Parlin, that could be a deciding factor. And I think the Parlin people know that behind the scenes, that that issue is something that's holding them down and holding them back and could be a deciding factor if it gets close between Parlin and Flanagan in the finish.
John Whelan is understandably reluctant to call the final outcome. It's also worth remembering that in 2002, pretty much anybody who did reckon that Tom Parlin had a chance picked Olwyn Enright as the likely loser. So maybe there are other permutations and combinations that we should be considering. With many, many caveats, the Leinster Express editor reckons Parlin could hold on.
If you were to ask me the outcome of the election at the moment, I would say no change. Because I would say that Fine Gael haven't managed to build up sufficient momentum to take out the sitting guys.
Is it at all conceivable then, as some have argued, that Charlie Flanagan could be back, but that Tom Parlin could cling on and that the loser could be Olwyn Enright?
This is of course possible. In the last election, I infamously predicted that if Tom Parlin was to win a seat, it would be at the expense of Olwyn Enright, because I felt that Tom Enright's seat was the most vulnerable, because after all, he had previously lost it to Pat Gallagher in 1992. He came back fair play in 97, but now he was handing over to Olwyn. While she was on the county council, this was her first general election. She was up against high-profile IFA president Tom Parlin. I felt if Parlin was going to come through, which he did, I felt that Olwyn Enright was the one who was going to lose, not Charles Flanagan, who had 20 years under his belt and his father 40 years before that. It was a huge shock and that Charles Flanagan lost his seat on that occasion. I think that if everyone stays focused on the Parlin-Flanagan battle, it could be that, who knows, Olwyn Enright could be the one who could get squeezed out. Or indeed, who knows, the third Fianna Fáil man. Leash Offaly is a 5-seat marginal with a vengeance this time, and I'm not going to put my shirt in the outcome.
It sounds as though you could have one hell of a contest here come May or June or whenever the election is.
I think we will. I think it'll be highly exciting. I think it'll be highly entertaining for those who have the capacity to stand back if it doesn't really matter to them. I think that the outcome of the election here in Leash Offaly could well be a key indicator for who will form the next government. If Parlin holds on, I would say, you know, the PDs will be saying, OK, this is looking good. If Flanagan takes out Parlin, you would say, you know, Andy Kenny will be saying, I'm on my way to being the next Taoiseach. I think, you know, Leash Offaly could be a weather vane for the outcome of the next election. It's going to be interesting, it's going to be exciting, and who knows what's going to happen.
John Whelan bringing our look at the Leash Offaly constituency to an end. You can listen back to this and the other programmes in the series via the RTE website. I'll be back at the same time next week. Thanks for listening.